Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to J.D. Malone and Tom Hampton of the rock band J.D. Malone and the Experts. Their debut CD/DVD is Avalon. Now stick around, we're going to get to the mystery of their expertise before the show is over. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of rock and roll titles, including Does the Noise in My Head Bother You? By Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and the End of the World, produced by the National Lampoon, and Sex, Money, Kiss by Gene Simmons of Kiss. And here's an excerpt of Sex, Money, Kiss by Gene Simmons.
If man was predisposed to being monogamous, biologically, his sexual activity would have been limited to the cave he lived in, without spreading his seed in every other cave he rested in as he hunted the migrating herds. Now, don't lose me here. So in the days before civilization, before language and culture, we lived in clans, a few people huddled in a cave. Isn't it true that if man was predisposed to being monogamous, that within a generation or two, humankind would have been cross-eyed and retarded? Isn't inbreeding unhealthy? Aren't purebred Dalmatians dumb as a rock? Aren't mutts smart? If nature has given man billions of sperm every time he gets excited, doesn't that mean he's designed to have sex with as many females as possible before he drops dead? I'm not saying he should or should not, only pointing out, isn't that what nature intended? It's no wonder women have been torturing men since the days we crawled out of our caves. Just kidding.
You can also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of self-proclaimed experts who never thought they'd be very good in a band of people like themselves in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. I can't quite figure out this fellow J.D. Malone. He seems like a talented enough guy, but why did he need to surround himself with all manner of experts? I mean, what are these guys experts at, besides their musical instruments? Does one of them know first aid in case J.D. falls off a stage? Is someone else an expert at getting skinflint concert promoters to pay up after a show? And which one has the mentalist skills at reading girls in the audience and having his way with them? You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm actually surprised no lead singer of a band ever thought of doing this before. And based on my own expert analysis of J.D. Malone's situation, I'd say this was downright genius. Now, this is the part of the introduction where I usually tell you something about the band's music, and I don't want to disappoint. J.D. Malone and the Experts rock. They've got a mature sound that is at once familiar and uniquely theirs. Think John Mellencamp, Tom Petty, Bob Seger. You got the idea now, right? But you'll be able to judge that for yourself, first by watching a brand new music video they've just produced, and later, if hopefully they don't tell me to F off by then, in an exclusive live performance or two right here on Mr. Media. First, this is She Likes, new music by J.D. Malone and the Experts.
You gotta stand up for this one. Come on, y'all. We'll be right back. mark. She like won't know. She love, she real. She got good friends. She like guacamole. She like happy end. Snaps no peas. She like jewelry, expensive or cheap.
Tom Hampton, J.D. Malone, the experts, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, how's it going,
Hi.
Bob?
good to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for your time. Why don't we start by introduce yourselves a little bit. Let's make sure some folks watching, they know that JD is on the left, Tom is on the right. Tell us who we're missing at the moment. Who's not with us?
Well, I'm JD with the hat on, and Tom Hampton over here on my left. Part of the band that's not here is Avery Coffey, electric guitar, and Jim Midas, our bass player, and Tommy Geddes on drums.
And those are the guys that are not experts at being interviewed, is that correct?
No, they probably are too.
Okay. And I got to ask you guys, is there, and I guess this just goes for you, Tom, is there extra pressure calling yourself an expert at something? JD, you didn't call yourself an expert. It's JD Malone and the expert.
Ah, you got that part, huh?
Yeah. Does that put a little extra pressure on you, Tom?
You really kind of have to bring your A game with this band because, yeah, it's something to live up to, that's for sure.
And, JD, you know, why the experts? And then, you know, it does sound like you're sort of saying, okay, well, it's just me. I'm a regular guy, JD. But these guys, they're experts. What's the deal?
Well, you know, there is a little bit of that maybe putting the pressure on them to, you know, have their stuff together. But it's also, you know, it harkens back to the day of punk rock music, where it's out of sarcasm. A lot of the things that, you know, a lot of my lyrics, a lot of my songwriting, and even the band name is, you know, can be construed as sarcasm.
Kind of like the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, sure.
They're neither dead nor Kennedys, disguised.
Exactly.
Right.
And the live Kennedys would never have sung Kill the Poor. They just wouldn't have been there.
Right. Right.
How did the band get together? By the way, my understanding is you're in Jersey. Is it a Jersey-based band?
We're based out of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area.
I'm sorry for you. I was hoping for a Jersey bunch. Well, see,
yeah,
well,
we like Jersey, too.
How did you guys get together? I mean, you seem to be a seasoned bunch. It's not a bunch of snot-nosed 19-year-olds
right.
running around.
Yeah, everyone are seasoned musicians. Each and every guy in the band that I met at gigs where I was performing with different musicians and they were performing with different bands. And, you know, we just had conversations. We liked what each other did. And it's been evolving over the last couple of years, actually. So this band has had the chemistry and been able to develop the band sound over the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I get approached to feature a lot of bands, and I always take a look at the music, look at this music video, or I'll listen to a CD. And I was very impressed that you look like you're very comfortable together. You know, you read each other well in the studio from what I saw, and it just seemed like a very mature. And I don't say that in a bad way. It's a mature, you know, we're comfortable with each other kind of thing.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because, you know, each and every musician has had his own, you know, 20-plus years experience, and then, you know, there's a lot to be said for the chemistry that this band has and the ease that we try to feel when we're performing the songs, and I think that's one of the things that is an allure for J.D. Malone and the experts.
Well, you're kind enough to be sitting there with your guitars ready to go, so I'd like to go ahead and ask you to play the first of the two songs you're going to play. What is this, and you know, can you tell us something about what you're going to play?
Okay, well, first song we're going to play is Silver From, and this is track one on the record, and what's it about? It's about relationships. Where the title comes from, it was named by my 4-year-old son at the time. He was 4 when I was writing the song, and he informed me that day that the Silver From is the part in the song where we go, woo-hoo-hoo! So that's the Silver From.
Got it. All right, I'll block my sound. You guys go to it. Thank you.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Tell me you want it.
Hopefully they're thinking of me.
They're thinking, I need to go out and buy Avalon by J.D. Malone and the Experts after hearing that. That's what you want them to think.
That's what I want them to think, right.
Yeah. So the sound of the band is sort of a roots rock, so a little bit of country. Am I on the right track here? Is that what you're going
for? Yeah, you know, the thing is that, through all the experience the guys in the band have had, and myself included, you know, we grew up listening to, you know, music and liking all styles of music, and I think it lumps us in Americana is what it's called, and American music is a combination of rock and blues and folk and country. I think you're going to hear all those musical styles and influences in this record.
Were there any particular, it was interesting you mentioned punk rock before. I don't really get any sense of punk in anything you guys do. Am I dense, or were you just, you know, that was just more of a general reference to the band?
No, but,
the band.
You know, you're not going to feel the direct influence, but you'll feel the indirect influence in the name of the band. You'll also feel it in maybe some of the sarcasm of the lyrics.
That's the punk rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we tend to cop more of the ethic than the musicality. I think that's essentially what he's saying. is it's more of an attitude thing than a, you know, let's try to cop, you know, Thurston Moore's guitar sound or something of that nature.
Is there anything particularly Philadelphia or Pennsylvania to the sound, or is it more of a just that Northeast type of thing? I recognize it being from New Jersey, but
well, one, you know, I'm sure there is some kind of Philadelphia sound in there, but I'm not originally from Philadelphia. Either is Tom. I'm from Vermont. He's from Tennessee. Most of the people in the band are, you know, from different places. You know, I don't know if there's a hardcore Philadelphia sound, although we both lived here for like 20 years. So, you know, I can't imagine what influences the Philadelphia sound would have on us. But, you know, I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
Well, let's take a quick break. This is Bob Adelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with J.D. Malone and Tom Hansen of J.D. Malone and the Experts, whose new CD and DVD out is called Avalon. And we'll be right back.
How can we help our kids prepare for the future? This is Stevie Van Zandt. I don't have to tell you that children face pretty tough challenges these days. It can be pretty hard to keep them involved in their schoolwork. We adults need to make sure our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest. And nothing does that like music. Not only is music in school fun, but studies show that kids who learn music find science and math concepts easier to grasp, and that they show significant increases in self-esteem and thinking skills. Music and creativity go together. Your school music teacher can tell you all about it. So help prepare your children for the future. Art is not a luxury. It is an essential component of the quality of life. Encourage them to learn to love music.
A PSA brought to you by MEMC, the National Association for Music Education. Music, part of a sound education.
I'm saxophonist Mindy Abair, and you're listening to Mr. Media.
Hello, this is Bob Adelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with J.D. Malone and the Experts, today featuring J.D. Malone and Tom Hampton. And, of course, their new CD, DVD, is called Avalon. Guys, a CD and a DVD, this is a debut CD. Wasn't that enough? Why do a DVD as well?
I think the reasoning behind it was that we really feel like our live performance is something that is something to be experienced. And, the folks at the record company wanted to make sure that people had that experience right away rather than waiting for us a certain period of time to, you know, come to their town.
I like the idea. And there's so much music out now and so much is being independently produced that giving people another reason to actually buy something solid, you know, the DVD does that. It takes you behind the scenes. I had it in front of me a minute ago. It's a 37-minute DVD. I mean, you guys be TV stars as well as music stars. You got it all wrapped up.
Well, you know, for a lot of people, this is their first introduction to this band. You know, having this record in their hand will be the first chance that, you know, the first opportunity they've had to actually experience this band. And, you know, really the strategy is just kind of to give them as big a piece of the puzzle as we can, so that there's, you know, so that they can take that experience away as well as just hearing the music. You know, like you said, you know, it's very easy for people to access music nowadays, and we wanted to give them an opportunity to take both of those things home with them without, you know, necessarily having to go look for it or scour YouTube or anything like that. It's all right there in your hands.
And this is probably a good time to tell people where they can find Avalon.
Yes, you can. The first place I would go is itsaboutmusic.com. There's the CD in the physical form, MP3 downloads. There are T-shirts available. There are posters available. All kinds of swag, you know, besides, you know, plus the official information on the band.
Okay.
And it's available on iTunes and Amazon also.
Oh, it is. Okay. Good. I didn't know that. Glad I'm making a note here so we can tell people at the end as well. Who writes all the music in the band?
The genesis of all the songs at this point come from me. You know, I am very interested in hearing what each member of the band has to contribute. So I think it's a pretty free and open environment for people to contribute. And also, I want them to, you know, feel like they can, you know, be themselves and, you know, contribute to the music in that way. So, you know, I write the songs and then we get together as a band and, you know, hash it out.
So you do have some expertise.
Me?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I do, I guess.
A little.
Thanks, Tom, for playing our game. I love, when do you see the look on Tom's face when I said that?
It was priceless. Well, you know, Bob, one of the things, you know, one of the reasons that you know, I think, it, you know, you had mentioned, you know, that one of the things that you took away from the video was, you know, just the ease between the band members and the comfort that everybody has, you know. JD writes great songs. Nobody else in the band really feels compelled or really feels the need to bring outside material in unless it's something that we all feel a connection to. You know, there are songs that we cover in the live set, you know, from, you know, from various corners of the world and things of that nature, but you know, when you have such great raw material, there's really not a whole lot of shopping that has to be done for, you know, for material for us. You know, everybody in the band, you know, loves the set. They love the material, and you know, it's a joy to play. You know, and part of what I think you see there, you know, it's funny. I tell people a lot that, you know, being in a band is like getting married four or five times over, because you have to have a lot of the same things, you know, in a relationship with a band, with a fellow band member, that you do in a relationship. You know, you have to want the same things. You have to be kind of at the same place, generally speaking, in your life. And, you know, part of that joy that you see in those performances is, you know, as JD said, all of us have been playing for a long time. And when you get four or five people that lock in the way this band has, you know, if you're at a certain place in your life, you don't take that for granted, and you understand and appreciate it while you're experiencing it. And I think that's a lot of where that chemistry in this band comes from.
Well, I guess when you, like the artists that I mentioned early on in the introduction that I think of when I hear your stuff, Petty, Mellencamp, Seeger, people like that, I mean, their bands work largely because there's one guy with a, the signature sound that is associated with the band, and it's consistent. It's not like if out of four songs, two sound alike and two sound nothing like the band. So,
right.
You know, if you've got someone who can write and do that, I certainly respect that. It makes sense.
Well, the thing is, too, is that, you know, I have a certain style of stylistics and certain things that I do. What a lot of people don't realize is that I don't dictate you know, what they should play or how they feel. I want them to feel something and then, you know, respond with that. And each of the guys in the band has their own style too. So, you know, I need to recognize their styles, and I need to let them be comfortable with, you know, making sure they can, you know, feel like themselves and be able to, you know, show that to the world too.
You guys ready to do another song?
Sure.
All right. What are we going to hear, and what can you tell us to introduce?
You want to do Emerald Lake? Something different with a different instrument? Or you want to...
I'm good with this, unless you want me to change.
We can do Just Like New, a little upbeat.
Sure.
All right. Okay, we're going to do Just Like New then. Just Like New is track number 6 on the record. And, yeah, this song is just about, you know, when you're feeling maybe down in the dumps, and you know, just have a better attitude, that, you know, embrace your wisdom, you know, and feel just like new. So, just like new. Thank you.
sounds awesome, guys.
Thanks so much.
That was awesome. Like a thousand of us clapping here at once. And you know what I was thinking at the end there? It sounds crazy, but can you imagine 5 years ago having the technology set up that we have so that you could be performing for on a to do a video thing like this? I mean, do you want to tell people what you're recording this on or how we're communicating?
Oh, yeah, we're recording. It is amazing, you know. It's right now we're looking at you on an iPhone taped to a tripod, and, you know, you're looking at us. I'm not sure what kind of camera you got going, but...
I'm just working on a Mac. It's not Mac. I just think it's incredible.
I'm not taking
anything away from talking about the music at all, but I was just thinking how incredible it is that we can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob, we're this close to the Dick Tracy watch from the comic strips. We're going to be there by lunchtime, I'm sure. They'll have one that'll strap onto your wrist and we'll be
there
to go.
And then maybe in a couple of years we can, you know, do a live-in performance, a hologram performance right there down in Florida.
That'd be good. Or maybe I'll have my jetpack by then. Fly up. Or I can watch you guys on my Dick Tracy.
Right.
God. So, if the rest of the band was here, what would we find out about those guys? What do you think they'd want to tell us about the band, surviving in the band?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that as a musician, you know, as you get older, the circle of musicians gets smaller. And, you know, the people that stick it out, you know, the people that have come through all the, you know, the 20-plus years of playing music. And here's the bottom line. Anybody that has a long career in music has to do it for one reason, and they do it because they love it. So I think they would say the same thing.
Avery might say some different things, but, you know, Avery really has to be seen to be experienced, so we'll have to save that for another time.
All right. Maybe we need to set up a separate feed just for Avery.
Avery's really indescribable. He's my buddy. Yeah. And one of the things that I love about Avery musically is that, you know, our styles are so different that we couldn't step on one another if we tried, and that, you know, it makes it really easy for us to compliment one another. But he's an interesting hang. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, things come out of his mouth and it's just like, wow, you really said that out loud, you know. But he's a phenomenal guitar player. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the best I've ever played with, that I've had the pleasure of playing with in a common situation. And our rhythm section is every bit as good as, you know, any that you've ever heard, you know, and that includes, you know, Mick Fleetwood and John McVie, you know, anything that comes to mind. Those guys are so solid, it's unbelievable. They make it really easy for the rest of us.
Well, folks, listen, you can find out when J.D. Malone and the Experts will be performing in your town by checking out their website. It's jdmalone.com. And we talked before that you can order their new CD and DVD combination. First of all, you can go to itsaboutmusic.com. You can get it. You can also get it on iTunes. It's on Amazon, and we'll have a link on Mr. Media. You can order it right off Mr. Media. Are you guys on Twitter or Facebook, any of that kind of social media stuff? Can people find you there?
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel. We also have a Facebook page, J.D. Malone Music at Facebook.
Very good. We'll send people there. And J.D. Malone, Tom Hampton of J.D. Malone and the Experts. And I think we're getting the hang of this. You know, J.D. has his own expertise, but he's just calling the rest of the guys the Experts. Just kind of a modest, humble guy, I guess. Thank you guys so much for joining us at Mr. Media today.
Awesome. Thanks for having
us,
Bob.
My pleasure. And folks, for more original interviews with America's top up-and-coming musicians, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. And if you've enjoyed today's show, you can subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss another show. You can also download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And, of course, you can listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of Philadelphia, especially close by to where they have the, you know, the cheesesteak sandwiches. So you support Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. If you're in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area, take note, we're also supported by thepartyauthority.us, right out of that area. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest to comment on today's show or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show, and unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there's probably going to be a toll charge. Hey folks, you can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Marc Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.